very important topic. And today we're going to try to define a little bit more, a couple of ideas on a practical level, and again, also trying to once again try to give over the chashivas of having a sense of having a sense of understanding and feeling. You have a halacha, okay? Start off with the halacha, because the truth of the matter is, first of all, you're supposed to know that the halacha is very important. Second of all, it has a lot to do with the topic that I was speaking about. Something that's a running machlokas in a couple of different places in Shas, but it's brought the halacha in Siman Tzamech and Orach Chaim. We call it machlokas. It's actually machlokas in Poskim amongst the Rishonim, how to pask in this shayla. The Gemara doesn't have a clear conclusion. Mechaber brings the following line: Yesh Omer she'ein mitzvos tzrichos kavana, the Yesh Omer she'tzrichos kavana lot says b'yasiyas oza mitzvah. Some claim that a person can be yotzei a mitzvah without having a kavana, quote end quote. We'll describe what that means in just 1 second. And others say the Yesh Omer that no, that you have to have kavana to be yotzei the performance of whatever mitzvah that you're doing. And the Mechaber concludes, despite the fact that you just quoted Machlokas, V'chein Halacha, but that's what the Halacha actually is. The Mechaber passes for you over here in favor of the opinion in the Gemara that says that mitzvot are Tzrichos Kavana. Now, what exactly does that mean? So first of all, you should be aware, we're going to be discussing as we go along, the idea of mitzvot Tzrichos Kavana. First, we're speaking on a halachic level, okay? If a person does not have a Kavana when he's performing that particular mitzvah, whatever mitzvah it is, the person is technically speaking not yotzei the mitzvah. That is a very, very important thing. In other words, the stakes are high over here, right? If mitzvahs are tzrichos kavana, and you don't have kavana before you go and do a mitzvah, and the person was not yotzei. Now, anyone can come along and ask the question, as we're going to be learning halachas in a second, oh my gosh, that means I've never been yotzei mitzvah in my life, basically, which also might be true, but there are a couple of loopholes over here that are relevant, but at the same time, what we're going to be trying to be pushing as we go on, that we try to, we'd like to try to avoid. Let's see a little bit of the comments of Mishnah Berurah, what this means. Well, we haven't gotten any real definitions yet. Mishnah Berurah explains like this, that you should know. The Fiyam is Barman Apostkin, what's explained amongst the different poskim, when you're learning the sugya and go through all the Rishonim, etc., there's Shnei Kavanas Yesh L'mitzvah. There are two different concepts of Kavana that exist relevant to the performance of a mitzvah. Achas, one of them is kavanas halev, the mitzvah atzma. One of them is the kavana in your heart about the mitzvah, for the mitzvah, the depth, the understanding, the meaning, the purpose, all of those kind of things, the Kabbalistic intentions, all of that stuff. Ubeis, and the second one is kavana latzeitzba. The second, more baseline kavana is plain and simply kavana that I want to be yotzei, a mitzvah that God commanded me to do. Shechavin, the kain bezev, kasher tziva Hashem. Like the Bach writes and elaborates on it, I'm going to refer back to that later also. The Kavanas HaMitzvah Shenizkeh B'Zeh Sif, and when the Shulchan Aruch writes in this Sif and in the Halacha that you have to have Kavana, ain't totally cloud the Kavanas HaLev LeMitzvah Atzmah. We are not talking about it all. Your inner sense of intent and understanding and meditation and focus on the mitzvah, Shechavim B'Libo L'Mashu Motzi Mipir, that you should have concentration and focus on what you're saying, or Al Yahaira Beliba Dover Akhir, or maybe the idea that you shouldn't be thinking about anything else other than the mitzvah, like we find by Kriya Shema Tefillah Birkas Hamazon and Kiddush Kedoma. The Zelu Kuli Ama L'Chatzila Mitzvah Shechavim Beliba. That, according to everyone, L'Chatzila, yes, you're supposed to try to be focused on the mitzvah. Don't be dreaming about your ball game when you're saying Kriya Shema. Everyone agrees to that. And B'Dievet and Lo Kivin Yotza. And with the Evid also, everyone agrees that if you didn't have that kavana, you weren't so intent, you weren't so focused on the mitzvah, yes, with the Evid Yiyot. Except as he points out for the Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema and the first Brach of Shemona Esrei. Okay. Rak, Shemuchlokim b'inyan im chayiv l'chavin konu shemaskal mitzvah, lo seis be'asiyas osa mitzvah. The one point that we're discussing over here is, does a person, before he comes to do a mitzvah, have to stop, take a moment and say, I am now about to perform a commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me. And the mitzvah min ha-muvchor kuli ha-mamodim zetzarach kavanah, k'tisa bin adarim. The Gemara in Adarim point out that chatzchil, of course everyone agrees you're supposed to do it. Do what you're doing for the sake of your master. The Namorah says, Vatihi Yirasam Osi Mitzvah Sanashim Eli Muda, and the Chazal decry Hashem, the Navi quotes Hashem saying that your fear of me, Hashem says, is just by road, is robotic, like the Gro writes, etc. But what we're discussing over here again one more time is not only L'Chatzchila are you supposed to think before you do a mitzvah, I'm about to be performing a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. But as we mentioned a second ago, the shayla now becomes, but did he ever do we say the mitzvah needs that kind of kavana, meaning if you don't have it, you're not yotzi, or not. And as the Mechaber just pointed out of you, halach l'maisa, v'chein halach, the halach in fact actually is that a person has to have that kavana before he's mekayim the mitzvah. Now that means for us is a very, very simple thing. We'll get into the halachos a little bit more in detail in just a couple of minutes, but let's first focus on the machshava point that we want to bring out. In theory, if a person is doing things right, okay, in other words, if you're actually trying to follow basic halachos over here, you're going to have an experience every time you do a mitzvah of that awareness that we described yesterday, of the dynamic of the mitzvah, the mitzvah, and the mitzvah. That connection between me and God, right, is always going to be there in a mitzvah if you follow the simple halacha of mitzvah zrichas kavana. I'm never going to be running into an action without being aware of why it is that I'm doing it. Yeah, this is something that Hashem told me. And again, even without anything more than that, we're going to start to speak about the quote-unquote higher levels in the next couple of sections over here. But even without anything more than that, at very least, you had a couple of moments right over there where you're conscious of the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's told you to do something, he told you to do this action. When you're doing it, you know, okay, I'm connecting to God, and that already is an important kind of a thing. Again, if you're not following the halacha of mitzvah srichos kavan, you're not really paying attention, you don't stop and think, okay, now I'm about to do a mitzvah, then there's a very good chance you're in serious danger of running through the action without it meaning all that much to us in the slightest bit. And that's exactly where we run into all the problems they were describing yesterday of disconnection, not really feeling anything, and not being involved. That's right, you're not involved, because the truth is you're not involved with anything. You're not doing a divine act. But on the other hand, if you follow this rule, mitzvah srichos kavanah, it's basically impossible not to at least have some little form of elevating experience when you're aware that, yeah, I'm right now connecting to a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, halachically speaking, there happen to be things b'di'evit that a lot of people rely upon, even though, again, this is not tzolach hatchila. You know, Rabbi Yehuda points out on one of his shuvas that as long as you made a bracha before you did a mitzvah, so b'di'evit you yotze the mitzvah. If you made a bracha, that counts as the kavana. Okay? In other words, it's not that you stam or just doing out and wrapping boxes around your own. You made a bracha on it, okay. Yeah, obviously you knew what you were doing, you were doing mitzvah, that's why you made a bracha. So b'di'evit, even if I didn't think about it, I could end up being, I would say, a lot of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that don't have a bracha like that, you're right, I'm a little bit stuck for, and I have to have that kind of kavana. But again, l'chatchila, everyone agrees that any single mitzvah you do, you want to be taking a moment to say, and again, there's no magic formula, something along the lines of, I'm about to do the mitzvah of X, Y, and Z that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. And that's all you have to have. There's a well-known story of Shlomo Shvadron, the Maggid of Yerushalayim, the famous Maggid, used to tell about himself, actually, that he said he always used to say over, he had a practice. When he was in his house, when he was at home, he used to walk around mumbling, Hareini Mukhar Mazum and the Kayim Mitzvah's essay shall be Hafter Reyacha Kamoch. Right? Why? Here I am about to do the mitzvah of Chesed, we have the Reyacha Kamoch, etc. And he always pointed out, and he was trying to drill home this message by saying this, that so many people, you can be in your house, right, and there are things that you're doing that technically speaking count as mitzvahs, as a chesed. You wash the dishes, you're helping somebody out, you take out the garbage, you're trying not to make noise when you're walking down the hall. There are tons of things that might go on. You put something away on the shelf to make it a little bit neater, save someone else a bother. You get hundreds of things that can go on in the course of 2 hours sitting at home in your own house. So says the Maggid, so if you stop and tell yourself, I'm going to do the mitzvah of Yahavta Racha Kamocha. So you change your experience of lounging around the house from just hanging out and being a couch potato to mitzvah, to something that you're connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you meant it, and you thought it, and you felt it, and you grew from that experience. On the other hand, if you're not doing that, then you're a couch potato. Then you wasted, so to speak, all of that time. And this is a very, very important principle to be able to try to get down pat, to get you minimally connected. So what is it that we're doing? Yeah?
When you're doing mitzvah, you're supposed to have kavana, like this is the vehicle to gain closer to Kadosh.
Okay, so that's also, I think, included in what the Mishnah Berurah meant when he spoke about the other kind of kavana, the idea of like intentions and focus. Right? For right now, the din of mitzvah, srichas kavana, it's a much more limited thing. This is a mitzvah God commanded me to do.
And also, what happens if the mitzvah you're doing is a bracha, for example, benching? Like you said, if you have a mitzvah and you have a bracha,
so you're still supposed to think before. You have to think beforehand. In other words, you have to have something before the mitzvah that makes it into a mitzvah, that makes it into an experience. Yeah, was there another question floating out there? No. Okay. Now, it happens to be, and I'm mentioning this very, very quickly. I don't want to elaborate all that much. There happens to be another category of mitzvahs that the Bach quotes in Simon Ches, that the Mishnah Berurah alluded to this comment of the Bach of Yol Sirkus in Simon Ches and Orachaim, where the Bach points out as follows. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule that we mentioned over here, L'chumra. Okay? What are the chumras that exist? The Bach points out that there's a list of mitzvahs, only a couple, where there's a much higher and stronger requirement of kavana, where the way the Bach seems to phrase it is that if you don't have the intention and the focus and the mindset, not only before you're doing the mitzvah, but while you're doing it, and thinking about the meaning and the message behind that mitzvah, that you're better off, and in theory might not even be yotzei. The Bach gives the following list. First of all, there's Simon Ches, I'm sure you're aware. Simon Ches is in which halacha? Is any clue where this comes up?
12.
The beginning of Mitzvot is very good. And so the Bach points out like this. Since the Torah itself comes along and tells you that what's the point of wearing tzitzis? L'ma'an netizguru v'atisem. You should remember all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Bach says when a person puts on a tzitzis, he actually has to be thinking about that. In other words, I'm assuming that you don't have to be thinking it all day long, because that would be pretty, occupy your mind constantly. There's a lot of other things that we have in our mind, which perhaps we should be thinking about tzitzis instead of them, but the Bach points out that at very least, when you're putting them on, the person needs to be thinking that I'm doing a mitzvah that Hashem told me to do, but I'm doing this incredible mitzvah tzitzis as the vehicle to help remind me of all the other mitzvahs that are there in the Torah, etc. That thought has to be there. The Bach speaks about two other examples. He speaks about the mitzvah tefillin that's there. The pasuk in the end of the parashah is bo. Teaches me that the point of tefillin is l'man tiyya Torah Hashem b'fichah. You wear tefillin in order that the Torah Hashem should be in your mouth. Okay, and there are dinim, there are discussions in the Gemara about that pasuk. But the Bach explains as follows. That when a person is putting on a tefillin, and the truth is, the Mechaber seems to say this, and the Bach points this out, this is not just his own chiddush, that a person has to have in mind when he's putting on a tefillin, and many people, is there like a sitter floating on their own? Yeah, like a shul, there should be a sitter. Can you get one of those on the top shelf? I mean, it could be anyone has it. I'm pretty sure those have it in there. You're one of those things, right? Very good.
I'm not sure.
There are paragraphs that they say, I assume it's here in the theater, that many of you might say before you put on the tefillin, and most of this, most of these comments over here are actually a citation from the Shulchan Aruch itself. Right, the person makes the comment, and again, the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah are very clear, you don't have to say this exact paragraph, as long as you think of the ideas, but they bring down as follows. Listen, this is an unbelievable thing. I'm putting on these four parashas of tefillin that have the yichud of Hashem in them. I'm putting on God's oneness. I'm supposed to remember the wonders and miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did by the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm supposed to remember that God is divine over the entire world, the entire universe. I'm supposed to be meshabit to subjugate all my taivas that are in my heart, the thoughts that are in my mind towards the Kaddish Baruch with the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, etc. And there's a whole beautiful tefillah about what the purpose and the influence of the mitzvah of tefillin is actually meant to be. And the Bach brings down that, right, you're supposed to be thinking those thoughts. The Mechaber quotes at the halacha, right, as you're putting on your tefillin. Now again, some guy in the Beis Medrash might get to shul and late or on time, it doesn't matter, put on the tefillin, and you wrap the things on your arm, wrap the things on your head. If you follow, again, nothing more than actually following, in this case, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Think before you put the tefillin on. Why am I wearing this? What does it do to me? How does it affect me? Right? And then not only are you making the mitzvah more l'chatzila, but you've also made it into an experience. You've changed yourself. You've grown from that. Yeah? It's a fair question, not relevant to right now, but the Gemara learns that from a Kal V'Chomer, from the tzitz, that the same way the tzitz, which had a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name on it, again, the Gemara learns that you have the Kohen to have focus, you can't have Hetzach Hadas from that. Kol Shekein, the film, which have multiple names of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't have Hetzach Hadas. Machlok is a famous Machlok, is the Rosh and the Bein Yonah, what that means, Hetzach Hadas by tefillin and all that, and again, that's for right now. Come back 2 years ago when we learned Menachos and tefillin and tzitzis and... Yeah. Now, The third mitzvah the Bach puts on that list is the mitzvah of sukkah. But again, that's till next to sukkah. But remember to at least learn the Bach before next sukkah so you can do the mitzvah of sukkah properly with all of the things that entails. But again, before we move on, just to summarize. In some instances, merely actually following the actual straight lechatchila halachos should change your performance of a mitzvah, should give you more of a connection, etc. But moving along, there's a very, very famous line in the Sefer HaChinuch over here. Sefer HaChinuch is a mitzvah tes zayin. This is one of the more famous Sefer HaChinuch that exists. The Sefer HaChinuch gives you a klal, gives you a yesod about all mitzvahs in the Torah. Mega important to try to know. And again, I'm not really reading the entire thing with you, but I put it here in its entirety because you should try to read through it. There's a lot of very, very beautiful and famous lines. The mitzvah happens to be mitzvah tezayin. The 16th mitzvah is the mitzvah not to break the bones of a carbon pesach. In and of itself, it does not sound like the most entirely exciting of the mitzvahs in the Torah, perhaps not even the most relevant to us right now, unfortunately, without the Beis HaMikdash, which we're still crying over. But on that mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch asks the question. And he asks as follows. Why is it, basic famous question, why is it that there are so many mitzvahs in the Torah that revolve around Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do this to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Do they? So many things. Don't break the bones of the coal. Just tell me. I don't know. Remember the other thing and that's it. And then it's over. Why there's so many things? There's a formulation of the Ramban in the end of Bo. We might see it a little bit later. The Ramban points at the rov mitzvahs of the Torah. An unbelievable thing. The majority of the mitzvahs somehow or another connected to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. That does seem a little bit repetitive. What's the deal with that? So Sefer HaChinuch says as follows. I'm going to read, at least find at the beginning of the bold part towards the bottom. V'yatzav b'ni, and now my son, and v'ino shim azot, if you have a brain, please try to listen to this. Okay, if you're not listening, it means you don't have a brain. V'hatzav oznach v'shma, try to lean your ear and listen also. L'medzich alohol b'tor mitzvah, I'm going to teach you something that's going to help you out a lot in your Torah and your mitzvahs. That you should know. Ki ha'odam, this is an incredibly famous formulation right now. Ki ha'odam nif'al kif'i pu'ulosa. A person is moved, is influenced based on his actions. V'libo v'komachshavosav tamid acher ma'isav shu'osabed. And your heart and your mind and your thoughts are always drawn after the actions that you do. Im tov v'imra, whether or not they're good or not. The Afilu Rasha Gomer Bilvava. It's unbelievable. If you can have a guy who is totally evil in his heart, the guy is bad, he's thinking bad things, he sees the old lady, he doesn't want to help her cross the street, he wants to push her in front of the cars and kill her. V'chol Yeser Mashmas Libo Ragra Kaliyom, all day long, this guy is just thinking of more and more and more evil, bad, despicable, disgusting things to do. But in Yera Rucha V'yosim Ishtad Luso V'isko V'asmad V'tor V'mitzvah, that person catches his spirit and works a little bit, works constantly, says, in his Torah and mitzvah, starts doing a good thing. The afilu shalom l'shem shemaim, even if the point of his doing is not even for really good intentions, miyad yinte elatov, that person miyad, immediately, will start leaning in a better direction. Over koach ma'isav, and through his actions, yomit hayetzer hara, he will kill, eradicate his yetzer. And again, this is probably the most famous a couple of words in the Sefer HaChinuch, ki acheri ha'pu'ulos nimshachim ha'levavos. Your heart is drawn after your actions. He goes on to describe the flip side, a tzaddik who's doing bad things. They're going to become a bad person, etc. Now, what does this have to do with it? So the Sefer HaChinuch goes on, and he describes basically as follows. That if the Torah wants a certain goal, right? If the Torah expects a person to be on a certain level, for whatever the reason is, let's use this example right now, it's important in the Torah to remember what took place when we left Mitzrayim. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, how do we guarantee that you're going to have that? You've got to keep on doing things that are going to influence your mind. You want to brainwash yourself. Keep on doing actions that are going to eventually trickle into your head, eventually trickle into your mindset. You'll start thinking differently, you'll start being different, etc. So the cloud over here that the Chinuch gives us, I guess, twofold. Right, first of all, obviously, again, this is an assumption that we're making right now, we're going to speak on the next couple of Marim Makomas. So, obviously, number one, there's some greater goal that's there in terms of the mitzvah that we're doing. The mitzvah is there to influence the person. That's number one. We're shooting for something with the mitzvah. So number two, the person has to realize that the mere performance of the mitzvah is meant, again, especially if we're aware of what the mitzvah is supposed to do, to change us, to affect, to influence, like they are. So the actions that we're doing, if we're doing them right, are never supposed to be doing a mitzvah, but rather the question is always going to be, what is this mitzvah meant to do for me? What am I supposed to get out of this particular mitzvah? And that is a major, major question that a person always wants to focus on. The truth is, tomorrow we're going to speak a little bit more at length about that as well, but we're going to end at least on that. Actually, there is a tomorrow. I mean, there is a tomorrow, but we're not going to be here tomorrow. On whatever, on Sunday, the next time. Actually, let me just take one more minute then to clarify the point. And then we'll, but not more than that. The idea that a person wants to remind himself every once in a while, right, that the mitzvahs are meant for me, okay? And again, we're going to see a long discussion in Marashanik and next time Yirtzeh Hashem and in the, towards the end of Makkos about this, but the mitzvahs are meant to influence me. They're not meant for God. God doesn't need our mitzvahs. God doesn't, I'm not doing anything, so I'm not giving him anything. The mitzvahs are focused on me as an individual. And if I start to understand that, then again, my interest is going to be, whatever particular mitzvah that I'm doing, how does this affect me? Why is this particular thing important to me right now? Whatever mitzvah it is that you're doing, there's a message, there's a meaning behind that mitzvah. It's our job to find it. And again, like the Chinuch says, by repetitively doing that mitzvah, I'm going to be able to be masterous to implant that particular idea inside my mind and eventually walk away with the greater advantage of having that idea, that knowledge, and that experience that the Torah had expected me to have. Now, okay, today we have a very difficult job in terms of the Beis Medrash type and the, what do you call it? And the Wittim was from yesterday. That's our first, our first line of attack. It should not be all that difficult for anybody to do. I would very much like to finish the next discussion also on the next, the next Seder Makamos. They're not incredibly easy, but I have a feeling we should be able to get through. I am assuming we're going to start Shir today at 11:15. I want to start a little bit earlier to give us some extra time to get everything in. If we finish early, that's great. And if we finish late, it's also great. And if we finish on time, it's also great. So we can't go wrong. And that is the deal. So please, let's get moving. And again, you have your work cut out for your decision.